This is 88.9 FM. So far this year, according to statistics gathered by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, 65 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers have died in the line of duty. We're joined now by Craig W. Floyd. He's president and CEO of the fund. How does Florida rank in law enforcement fatalities so far this year?
Well, unfortunately, Florida's near the top of the list once again in terms of officer fatalities. Four officers killed in the line of duty in Florida during the first half of this year. Only Georgia and New York with five had more. And unfortunately, Florida throughout history has lost a total of 805 officers in the line of duty, and that's one of the highest totals of any state in the country.
What are the causes of these fatalities?
When you look at the first half of this year, you find that traffic-related incidents claimed more police lives than anything else. 26 officers died in traffic-related incidents. The work they do on our roadways, trying to keep us safe, the driving public, puts them oftentimes at great risk, whether it's responding at a high rate of speed to an emergency call, someone in distress, that officer races to the scene trying to help those individuals, sometimes putting themselves at great risk. You also have officers on the side of a roadway, outside of their vehicles. It could be a traffic stop, an accident scene, helping a stranded motorist. Those officers are at great risk. We, the driving public, must obey the move over and slow down laws that are in effect in every state. If you see that police vehicle, you must slow down and, if possible, move over a lane. Give that officer an added margin of safety.
A number of those fatalities also were recorded due to firearms. Is that correct?
23 officers were shot and killed during the first half of this year, and that's an increase over last year's numbers, which were extremely high. Last year, we saw a 53% increase in the number of officers shot and killed, a total of 66 for the year. This year, the first half, we saw an even higher number than we did last year. Three officers ambushed, shot, and killed during the first half of this year. Basically, they were killed because of the uniform they wear and the job that they do. And then we saw it again in July during the second half of the year. An officer in New York City sitting in a marked police cruiser, a man with a known hatred for law enforcement, goes up to that vehicle, fires a single shot, killing Officer Miosotis Familia. And she died, and unfortunately she was buried just earlier this week.
You have mentioned here that you are building the National Law Enforcement Museum, and that denotes history. You also plan to use that to have discussions and increase the dialogue between the law enforcement and the public.
I can't imagine a better time in our nation's history to open a national law enforcement museum. I'm so glad that this museum is about to open in the fall of next year. It will. And when it does, it will be the place where we can bring in thought leaders, law enforcement practitioners and leaders, as well as community activists. And let's have some frank and open discussions about how we can do a better job of keeping our communities safe, making them better places to live. We all want that. Certainly, that's the goal of law enforcement. They wouldn't be risking their lives if it weren't important to them to make their communities a better place to live. That's why they become law enforcement professionals. But they need the support and the mutual respect of the people that they protect. They need communication, collaboration, support from the citizens in their communities.
The museum will be located near the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.